Adventurer! You're back! Over here.
So then, what are you having? It's your call.
Hi everybody, my name's Jonathan Harden.
I'm Reese Griffin.
And I'm Jack Bristol.
And this is the inaugural episode of You Call the Shots. We read those good old choose-your-own-adventure books from the 90s and implement a few drinking rules, because that was what these books were really missing, was a little bit of alcohol.
Could go wrong? Everything.
Everything. All right, so the book we've chosen today is The Throne of Zeus. Disclaimer, we've got some varying experience of choose your own adventure books as a kid, but for these books that we've chosen, we have not looked at them, have not read them, have not cracked a page, and so this is all going to be completely fresh for us, so which is going to make everything so much better.
The cover art is enough for me, because it has Zeus on a throne looking mighty as ever, but I can't help but think either this is going to be the awesome Hercules Zeus version, or like the terrible... Oh my god, I can't wait till you're dead, god of war version of Zeus.
Also some questionable Egyptian art thrown in with this Greek god, but, you know, that's fine. originally released in 1985, so this is an oldie but goodie. We're going to go over the drinking rules that we've come up with so far just real quick. If we die, we all take a shot and we start over. We're not keeping the thumb on the page and flipping back. We are doing this pure playthrough. Although both Reese and Jack here, once per book, do have the option to invoke the thumb. They can say, let's turn back to that page, keep that thumb in the page. They do have to finish their drink, but we get a little do-over if things go awry, which they will. Let's be real here. So there's that. See. If, just throwing it out there, knock on wood, if we miraculously make it to the end of this book and win without dying once, we're all going to drink an Irish car bomb to celebrate. Because if we're going to go through this adventure and not drink, that defeats the purpose,
kills
right?
It kills it.
It's like, why go on an adventure if you can't have a good pint to have? I think it's like the Hobbit or the Dwarf phrase back in Middle Earth.
Yeah. And hopefully we get to use this a few times. It on split decision, so I'm basically going to be the DM here. I'm going to help make decisions as well, but it'll be a little more primarily up to Reese and Jack. So I can break ties and so on. But if Reese and Jack are on a split decision, if they can't make up their minds, they're tied... They do have the option to wager drinks. Oof. If they think that the other decision is a bad call, really bad call, they have the option to bet a certain number of drinks. That's up to them. If it is a bad call, then the other person has to drink that many drinks. But if it turns out fine, they have to take the fact that we can wager drinks
might be a bad call by itself, or it might be a great call, depending on how this book is going to turn out for us.
Exactly.
Let's see what happens.
All right, let's see what Zeus has in mind. All right, cracking the book now. Wait, that's not... What? Okay, so the cover has Zeus on it. The Throne of Zeus by Deborah Lerm Goodman. Lerm? L-E-R-M-E. Lerm-y? Lermy Goodman.
Thanks, Debbie.
The confusing part, maybe Poseidon comes into it at some point, but at least the inside cover art is that's just Poseidon. He's got a trident. He's got a crown. And he's got a trident and a crown that looks like Poseidon's crown from The Little Mermaid.
He's also riding a wave, and I think there looks to be at least one bit of like a mermaid tail.
Okay. Well, I guess that's a little bit of a spoiler. I guess Poseidon comes in at some point.
Yeah, now that's just false advertising if he doesn't.
Yeah,
I'm calling him out on it.
Ooh, or this could mean civil war among the gods, so that might be fun.
Yeah, it does say the throne of Zeus. It doesn't say Zeus is there.
Ooh, true.
If it's just his fucking chair.
So we get there,
chair.
It's just him in the James chair. Woods, is that you? You are correct, sir.
Okay, so here we go. Beware and warning. this book is different from in this like Star Wars title crawl font layout. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was expecting that to be moving. I'm disappointed that it's not moving.
This book is different from other books. You and you alone, in caps, are in charge of what happens in this story. There are dangers, choices, adventures, and consequences. You must use all of your numerous talents and much of your enormous intelligence. Okay. Well, flatter me, why don't you? The wrong decision could end in disaster, even death. But don't despair. At any time, you can go back and make another choice, alter the path of your story, and change its result. Don't tell me what to do. We're doing a clean win here, probably. Your parents have... Okay, so here's the backstory we got. Your parents have unearthed the fabled throne of Zeus in an archaeological dig near Athens, Greece.
Thanks, Tracy.
But they cannot prove it. You travel back in time to ask Zeus himself for the evidence. I'm sorry.
Outlandish as hell, huh?
So we dig up Zeus's throne.
In the backyard.
And can't prove that it's his throne, but clearly have the option to jump in a time machine to ask Zeus his goddamn self. If this is his chair.
I want to throw out the idea that this may possibly, in some format, be a Back to the Future spinoff. They go and see the doc and take it back to the old Grecian days.
I feel like this would either be a really interesting Back to the Future like script that was not greenlit, or someone tried to mix this with like a fan fiction and a Greek mythology high school paper assignment.
It's Zeus's chair, Marty. I've seen it.
That was Bernie Sanders.
I mean, either way.
All that gold, it belongs to the people, the commoners.
Is Bernie Sanders just a time-traveling Doc Brown?
Yeah.
Let's talk what about it. I mean, they're both real.
I was about to say, really Jace Momoa is probably Poseidon. What god is Bernie Sanders? Hermes? Well, he's not
fat.
That
was my first thought, just because the glasses. we'll think about that one. The god of democratic socialism, yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so you travel back in time to ask Zeus himself for the evidence. But reaching Zeus is not as easy as it sounds, you know, time travel side.
Yeah.
Along the way, you may battle the ferocious Minotaur, soar through the skies with Icarus, join Hercules on his perilous escapades, attempt to rescue Persephone from the merciless Hades, or drive the chariot of the sun, if you dare.
Actually, the last one sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'd be down to do those
there
things.
Needs to be a Jingle Bells, but like...
Yeah, it's
that.
Like, you can do all this or ride horses with Apollo. I mean, yeah, I'm down.
Yeah. All right, so page one. We've found a chair in the middle of all this dirt. For months, you and your grandmother have waited for your parents to return home to Athens. Their archaeological digs often take them to distant parts of Greece, but they have never been gone so long before. Your mother and father have unearthed the throne they believe was made for the ancient Greek god Zeus. They're convinced it is the first trace ever discovered of Olympus, palace of the gods. You were eager to hear about their excavations and see pictures of the throne, but now that your parents are home, they seem upset. Your mother have unearthed... You're good to hear about that, but now that your parents are... Okay, so it goes on about how they have been gone for so long. They've never been gone this long, and now they're home with no fanfare. Okay, now that your parents are home, they seem upset. The university...
That was quick.
Yeah, like, turn
Mom
on a
dime. Mom and Dad are gone so long. The next day, oh, you're finally back.
Although that's probably the least upsetting turn on a dime we're going to see tonight. Let's see. The university has threatened... The university has threatened to discontinue the excavation, says your father. We need hard evidence by the end of the summer to convince them that this throne could only have been made for Zeus. What kind of evidence, you ask? We need something that clearly links the throne to Zeus. A crown inscribed with his name would help. A stone tablet listing the laws of Olympus would be ideal, but we don't know if such a thing ever existed, your mother answered. Oh, that's your mother! Oh, they buried that lead.
Talk to Zeus,
murmurs your grandmother, clearing the table. Okay.
She was probably around that time.
Already running into some
old
problems here.
Talk to Zeus. I used to know him back in the day.
Mm-hmm. So we need something that clearly links. So a crown inscribed with his name would help. So having a crown that has Zeus's name on it would apparently prove that this throne is also Zeus's, because that that tracks.
What was the other thing? I think a rule, like a list of rules for Olympus or
Lost. So it's like we need to link the throne to Zeus, so we need a crown with his name on it, or a stone tablet listing the laws of Olympus.
That would Zeus be didn't ideal. Fucking follow.
But we don't know if such a thing ever existed. True, like, if the rules even apply to him in the first place.
Yeah, really.
But neither of those things, to me, links this throne to Zeus.
No,
that makes me ask more questions than it answers. Like, why do you have a crown that has Zeus on it? Like,
seriously, is there a signature on the throne somewhere?
Did Zeus have a size, 13-inch head, around circumference, or whatever the measurement is?
Zeus was here, spelled W-U-Z. All right, turn to page 5. Aw, grandmother looks sweet. Aw. Have you ever talked with Zeus? You ask your grandmother later as you help her wash the dishes.
You're a dick as a grandchild.
Have you ever talked with Zeus?
It's like an old joke.
A few times, she replies. On the summer solstice, the ancient gods take special interest in mortal beings. Oh, sometimes they appear on Earth. Why, I have even walked with Zeus, and she just now tells us this.
Waited a bit, huh?
So, Grandma took a couple of hits during Woodstock, and she's like, oh, I've walked with Zeus before.
Oh, that's it. That's there. Oh, tomorrow is the solstice, you say, shivering with excitement. Convenient. Maybe if I can talk to the gods, I can help Mom and Dad find the evidence they need. Since they won't ask Zeus for clues, why not? I'll do it myself. But tell me, Graham, where can I find Zeus? I can't tell you that. She kisses you goodnight. Me? You have to discover a Zeus on your own. So you can, you just won't. Okay.
Wow.
Thanks, bitch.
All night, you wonder where you might find Zeus. You envision him appearing in your modern apartment, but you can't imagine him striding comfortably through an ancient temple. Oh, but you can imagine. Okay. You decide to spend the summer solstice at the Acropolis, the site of the famous temple ruins overlooking Athens. After telling your grandmother of your plans, you wait until late afternoon to go to the Acropolis. There are many tourists snapping pictures of the marble ruins, but you know from previous visits that the guards will usher everyone out at 5 o'clock. You survey the area as you plan your course of action. Chain-link fences encircle each of the ancient sanctuaries. The Parthenon is the largest, most important temple, and the one you think Zeus would be most likely to visit. Unfortunately, it also attracts the greatest number of people, and you'll have a hard time entering it unseen. Maybe you should try the sanctuary of Artemis Brauronia. So that's Artemis's last name. Fun fact.
Brauronia.
B-R-A-U-R-O-N-I-A. Brauronia. There aren't as many people around it for some reason, because they're all mystified by her last name. So
yeah, they're all looking off of Wikipedia going, there's no way that can be her surname.
There's no way. If you think it is safer to hide in the sanctuary of Artemis Brauronia, turn to page 11. If you decide to sneak into the Parthenon, turn to page 40.
Okay, well, besides the fact that we're clearly just looking, how can we violate and commit a crime and just basically infiltrate this museum restricted zones, my bet is going to go with Artemis.
You think so?
I don't know, because as tempting as going right to the Parthenon would be, that does have a bigger chance of more people, so it might...
That's true. This is a little more stealthy under the radar. Yeah. I'd go with that one. I'd agree with you.
All right,
yeah.
So we're going with Artemis Baronin?
Artemis?
Okay.
Artemis Baronin.
All right.
Turn the page.
And we're dead. Okay, it said thank you for the podcast. I'm...
First okay. decision.
So... Casually, you stroll around the remains of the shrine of Artemis Brauronia. Excuse me. That's going to happen because we're drinking. Hoping the other visitors will leave soon. At last, when no one is watching, you dart under a half-fallen pillar and wedge yourself between two gigantic blocks of stone. By twisting your neck just a bit, you discover that you have a clear view of the Parthenon across the way. Okay. That sounds not dangerous at all. No. Although you are extremely uncomfortable, you wait quietly as the guards make their rounds. The
you
setting
weasel
sun-
your way in between like pieces of wall. Like, oh, good, the people are leaving. All right. I can finally see the Parthenon for myself.
Yeah, fit in like a Tetris block. You wait quietly as the guards make their rounds. The setting sun casts a rosy glow on the marble ruins, but you're not in a mood to admire the scenery. Soon after the moon rises, you notice a soft light radiating from the interior of the Parthenon. At first, you think it must come from the flashlight of a night watchman, but then you begin to wonder if it could be Zeus. So we can decide to investigate the source of light, or decide to stay right where you are.
Oh, I say investigate the source of light.
Investigate the source of light. Just because I've been playing a lot of Kingdom Hearts, so
yeah.
Light good, darkness bad.
I feel that.
Okay, so we turn. You run toward the Parthenon and clamber over the fence. Breathlessly, you stumble up the steps. Behind the pillars, the light is pale and misty. A tall woman in white robes stands at the center of the temple.
Oh shit, we found the clan.
Oh, the Greek clan.
Ooh. Oh no.
I don't know why my first thought
was Kappa, Kappa, Kappa.
Okay. Ah, the sophists.
We don't accept your philosophy. But what is it?
All right. Welcome to my temple, the woman says warmly as she offers you her hand. You're too frightened to take it. You barely manage to stammer.
You're not Zeus.
She laughs. Of course not. I'm Athena, daughter of Zeus. Casual. If you wanted to meet my father, you shouldn't have come to my temple. Gingerly, you take her hand. You are surprised to find that it feels remarkably like your mother's.
Whoa.
Calling it now, your mother is Athena.
Is that so Greek? Am I right?
Oedipus complex stuff going on here. Whatever.
Oh, boy.
Oh, God.
Can you take me to Zeus? You ask. I can bring you back to ancient times and give you the power to speak and understand the language, Athena offers, but you'll have to find Zeus on your own. She seems extremely helpful for a random Greek god.
Really,
okay.
Though.
How will I know where he is? I can't tell you where to find Zeus, Athena explains. The trick is to attract his attention by doing something he'll find exciting.
So just existing? Like, man, woman, or goat, it's like, hey, I'm living. Zeus is like, I'm a fuck that.
Yeah, it doesn't say what gender we are, so if we're if we're a girl, Zeus might be interesting. I don't know, is Zeus into dudes? Has he ever...
Oh, yeah, he's I think he's had, like, a couple of times where he's had sex with Poseidon, in fact.
Okay. I'm not
his
very informed
brother?
On...
Okay. Yeah. Well, you know that. What? Zeus really fucks just about everything, so
no,
none
like,
of
I'm
it would
serious.
Surprise
I thought
me.
There was actually...
Okay.
Okay.
Whether or not that's true, he's fucked just about everything else, so it's about the same.
Yeah.
The trick is to attract his attention by doing something he'll find exciting. She thinks for a moment. I know two people who are about to have intriguing experiences. Persephone doesn't know it yet, but she's going to be spending a lot of time with Hades, one of Zeus's brothers. Icarus is on the island of Crete right now, and he's... Well, let's just say he has an adventure ahead of him. Would you like me to take you to Persephone or Icarus?
Ooh, I kind of want to go to Icarus.
I don't know. I'm kind of going towards Persephone because Icarus just seems like he could go really tragic and crazy with the fact that he...
Wager a drink.
Okay. Oh.
All right.
I'll wager you... You know, let's start it off simple. I'll wager you a shot that Icarus is the right answer.
A shot? Okay.
I accept the wager and return the shot.
Perfect.
Persephone is the right answer. All right, let's shake on it.
And a shake. Boom, bing.
Okay, the shake is done.
All right. So, yeah, I mean, I had in mind that we just like number of drinks, but with high stakes going for a shot. Okay, let's do it.
Go big or go home.
So you say...
Icarus.
You say Icarus.
Persephone. No, I say Persephone.
Okay.
Reese says Icarus. Jack says Persephone. Let's see.
Should we flip a coin to see which one we go to?
Icarus is the DM.
Okay, yeah. Tiebreaker here. So, let's see. Part of me feels like we should probably... Athena casually mentions that she knows Hades is going to kidnap Persephone and, like, force her to marry him. So, you know, that's cool that she's doing nothing about it. Or Icarus, he's got track of stuff as well. I feel more interested in trying to maybe prevent or...
Slow down.
Like, Well, let's see what's going on with Persephone.
All right. When we get killed by Hades, it's on y'all.
Yep, that sounds about right.
All right. So,
but let it be known that I was bold to take the wager.
Please take me to Persephone. Which, yeah, I think between these two, I think these are major branches, so it might be a while before we see which one was a bad call. We'll see about that.
At the very least, we'll have I told you so rights.
Yeah.
I love this art across the
bottom. Oh, that's nice.
That's very pretty.
Okay. Fine, answers Athena. I'll take you to Persephone in the fields of Enna. Enna? I thought it was like one. In the fields of Enna. She grasps your shoulders and twirls you around. Your feet fly off the ground as you spin through a silvery fog. When your body pops into place again, you find yourself in a vast meadow. A girl about your age looks up from a bed of lilies and says, "That's strange clothes you're wearing. Are you..."
Hey, Rick.
Completely off guard.
What's up? Welcome to Olympus.
Are you one of Athena's friends from another place in time? I guess this happens a lot.
So not only is Athena trusting, but she's like, "Hey, you want to see something really cool?" And then she goes from different timelines and like throws people like a pilgrim from like the Puritan days. Like, "What's taught me this, heathens?"
Why, yes, you answer, surprised. Yep, Athena brought me here to look for Zeus. Do you ever see him? Quite often, the girl answers. You've come to the right place. My name is Persephone. As you and Persephone stroll through the meadow, you see wisps of smoke wafting out of a deep gorge slashed into the earth. Persephone notices a flower at the edge of the chasm. I can smell that flower from here, she cries and races towards the strange blossom. This is going to end well.
It's She's so happy. I can smell a flower.
I mean, she doesn't have Netflix, so sure, get excited about flowers.
I would not make it a day in ancient Greece by that standard. Like, I need entertainment.
Hell no.
You sniff the air, but all you smell is the rotten egg stench of sulfur. Suddenly, a gleaming black chariot drawn by ebony horses dashes out of the chasm. Without stopping, the driver yanks Persephone into the chariot. You make a dash and hurl yourself in just before the chariot plunges back into the depths of the chasm. Good call.
Yeah.
Noticing you, the driver wryly comments, "Very few ever choose to join me." Who is he? You ask Persephone. Hades, she whispers, Lord of the Underworld. Her face has turned deathly white. Yeah, I don't have a good James Woods impression, but I'm going to do my best.
Yes.
To voice Hades, because really, what other voice is Hades going to have other than James
Just
Woods?
I was about to say,
you got like the announcer voice down for like Zeus and bold characters, but for Hades, all I can think about is just James Woods.
Oh, shit. Yeah, this is pretty intense
Jesus.
Art here. Yes. It looks like Hades has got like horsemen and horses of the apocalypse here.
It looks like if Moses turned into a supervillain with
a whip.
He looks. Oh, what is he? He's got like the long hair and the evil goatee beard combo looking. Oh, who is
kind
that?
Of like Ronnie James Dio.
He looks like Keldor from the He-Man universe before he kind of turned into Skeletor.
Oh.
In the dark of the night, I was tossing and turning. Where's Bartok? Bring back Bartok.
Some iterations of Doctor Strange.
Ooh, that's a good one.
What have I gotten myself into, you wonder? The chariot races through grim, gray caverns. Farther ahead, a bizarrely iridescent river shimmers with the only colors in the underworld landscape. The river Styx, murmurs Persephone.
Oh, fuck.
The river of hate. Oh. As the horses fly over it, you gaze into the dark water. You're not sure if you bargained for this. Should you jump into the river Styx and get away, or continue farther into the underworld with Persephone?
As tempting as it sounds to, like, I want to dip my whole body with, like, minus my foot into the river so I can be like, I am now Achilles, fear my power. I'm just going to stay in the chariot and be like, girl, it's okay. What do you think?
So if you're continuing the journey, do you then cross the river Styx, or are you... Like, what does that entail?
Are you just, like, waiting in the river stakes?
It says here, so if you remain in the chariot, turn to page blah, blah, blah. If you leap into the water, turn to page 78. So it's not, like, skimming your big toe in it. You're fully jumping into what she has just called...
You know,
the river of hate.
As tempted as I am to go for a swim right now, I gotta say, let's stick to the chariot.
I'm agreed. Let's stick with the dry land, and let's help Persephone out, because she seems really sweet.
Hell yes.
The bizarrely iridescent river of hate. Yeah, maybe not. Leap into it.
I mean, the worst that could come out of it is we jump in and you go like, oh, I hate this. And
that's it. Okay. This, spoiler alert, this page has Art of Cerberus, and this is easily the most adorable rendition of Cerberus I've ever seen.
Rather than like, all the pets.
Yeah, rather than like the giant red-eyed beast creature that we used to see, it's a mastiff, a pit bull.
It's like a retriever, a mastiff or pit bull, and a Saint Bernard.
I'd give them three times the pets I'd given all the pets.
And they are just happy to be
I wouldn't
be
give
here.
Them one treat. I'd just give them the whole bag, be like, all right, best dog ever.
Yeah, I'd probably give them three.
It may be safer to stay in Hades' chariot, wherever it's taking you. Good call.
Stay in the carrot.
The chariot lands smoothly on the other side of the river. In a few minutes, you arrive at a somber palace surrounded by high walls. The strangest creature you've ever seen waits by the gate. It is a gigantic dog, much bigger than you are, with three heads. He trots over to the chariot and frolics alongside.
Aww.
This is my dog, Cerberus, Hades explains.
It's
always friendly when someone enters my kingdom. I must warn you, however, that if you attempt to leave my land, Cerberus will chew you to the bone. You smile weakly and pat one of the dog's heads. Cerberus licks your hand with an unnaturally cold tongue.
That's
so
slimy.
But he's happy, though, so I'm like, it's a happy dog.
Just don't try to leave, or he will apparently just eat you. That's the Cerberus we know and love.
we just know.
Hades leads you and Persephone down a gloomy hall to a pair of black marble thrones. You will be my queen here forever, Persephone said. Oh, yeah, I just do not have a James Wood. I'm going to keep trying. We're going to find it. Yeah. Be my queen here forever, Persephone, says Hades as he gestures gallantly to the thrones. So banish all memories of the land of the living. Nodding toward you, Hades remarks, you too will remain in my kingdom for all eternity. Hope you want to. All right, here we go. Ooh,
that wasn't so bad.
Okay. Persephone sits down silently on the throne, staring blankly into space. You don't understand what has come over her, but it's clear that she won't be able to escape. She won't be able to help you escape. You're determined not to spend the rest of your life... This might have been a bad call. You're determined not to spend the rest of your life in the underworld, though. I'm going to explore the palace, you announce with false announce with false cheerfulness. I'm going to explore the palace!
Oh, no, that's even worse!
You wonder whether you should try to sneak past Cerberus or look for another escape route. Cerberus is certainly a frightening obstacle, but who knows what other terrors stand between you and the land of the living. So we can either try our luck with Cerberus or search for another way out of the palace.
I'm voting for, as much as I love dogs, I want to look for another way around the palace.
Yeah, I do not trust that mutt to save my life.
Yeah, Hades has already warned us about the dog will eat us if we try and leave, which who knows if we can trust Hades, but I'd rather err on the side of not being eaten by a triple dog.
Oh, wait, is Hades still in the throne room with Persephone, or is he just like, all right, I'll be back in a bit, peace?
As far as we know, he's still in the throne room just chilling, kind of waiting awkwardly for you to leave so he can... be with his... No, we shouldn't leave, though, because Persephone's right there, and that's not cool.
Goal is not to meet Persephone. Our goal is to meet Zeus.
That's fair. That's fair.
Like, come on, Persephone seems sweet. She's excited over a flower. This is the worst day for her. Can we at least, like, cheer her up and be like, girl, it's okay. Give me 5 minutes. I'll be right back.
All right.
And then
so
we leave forever for Zeus.
All right. Walking through the dark and barren halls of Hades' palace, you feel scared, but also sad and very lonely. There are no people, no doorways, no rays of sunlight. You are so relieved when you finally reach a shiny crimson door that you do not think twice about opening it. Why? Immediately, you wish you'd been more cautious. Three hideous old women with snakes for hair greet you with outstretched arms. You let out a blood-curdling scream and shut your eyes, but the gruesome sight burns into your mind. A surprisingly gentle voice says, "Have no fear, young traveler. You may know us as the Furies, but we stand for Ferris. Fairness,
Christ.
Not just for rage, Gag.
Say Ferris.
We stand for Ferris. Yeah. Bueller. We stand for fairness, not just rage. Although you open your eyes, you still cannot bring yourself to look at the three women. Shallow much?
I mean, they do have snakes for hair.
We wanna help you.
That's what you're into.
Says another of the Furies. You don't belong in the underworld, and it's not fair of Hades to keep you here. I just wanted to meet Zeus, you explain, stealing glances of Furies. You describe your parents' archaeological discovery and the troubles they've been facing. I have to find a way for them to prove they found Olympus. The three Furies look at each other and smile. Suddenly, they begin to fly around you with such speed that they are transformed into a dark whirlwind. It is perfectly calm in the center of the tornado where you stand, and you feel yourself slowly rising into the air. You lose track of everything except the black wind that surrounds you.
Wait, what?
So can we do a flip?
Oh, shit. The next thing you know, you're back in Athens in your own bed. The morning light is streaming through the windows, and your father is shaking you. Wake up, he explains. Your mother and I are going back to the excavation. Last night I dreamed we unearthed all kinds of new evidence underneath the throne of Zeus. I know it sounds crazy, but in my dream, a black tornado drilled into the ground there, revealing crowns, ancient tablets, everything we need to prove our theory. I dreamed about a black tornado too, you say as you rub your eyes. How interesting, replies your father, but you can tell he's not really listening. Before you can say anything else, he leaves your room. You hear him hurry down the hall. Sure enough, your parents discover more than enough evidence to prove that they found Olympus. And the day the famous Olympian artifacts first appear in the museum in Athens, a black tornado whips through the center of the city. The whirlwind creates much fear and commotion, but it causes no destruction at all. The end.
All right.
Wait, did we win?
I think we just won.
Wow.
Yeah, like, at the most we had, at least we saw a troubled Persephone, and,
man.
Wow. That took a...
Wow.
Okay,
that was
so...
That incredible.
Yeah,
for
the most,
one,
we just got freaked out.
So I guess...
Yeah,
so this... okay, I thought it was going to say Black Tornado just destroys everything, but no,
yeah,
it's
like
just,
it kills
it's
us.
Just there. So...
That's nutty.
So what that means is that, I believe, Jack, you made the call that we should go with Persephone, so...
Oh!
That means I take a shot,
I
but
believe...
it also means we all take Irish car bombs.
Damn,
that's
right.
True.
That is a reward.
We,
so
we made
we
it
do
through...
these things and then come back for a talk back of some kind?
I guess. I'm curious... What other routes are in the book? Like, is there a better win? But technically, we accomplished our goal of, arbitrarily proving the link between the throne and the tablets.
Yeah, really, though.
Technically,
yeah.
We didn't even
fates.
Get to meet Zeus. We
yeah.
just met with Athena. We got kidnapped. And then it's like, hey, Persephone, hold that thought. And then it's like, let me go browse around this guy's house before he looks.
It truly ended up being the throne of Zeus, not Zeus himself, just the throne. So,
interesting.
So, yeah, I believe, Griffin, you have to take a shot, and per our own rules, we got to drink an Irish car bomb to celebrate winning this book without...
On the first try.
First try. Not
really.
Even, no deaths.
This is our first pot of this, too.
And there wasn't even any bad stuff that happened.
First try.
Okay. Well, I mean, maybe we can either try again now or do another episode of this book in which we explore some of the other paths, because that... Surely the other books can't be this easy. Maybe we just got lucky. But
seriously, though.
I think we might have just been a bit lucky.
You know, 129-page book, and we just won in 30 minutes looking through maybe a quarter, not even a quarter
of
those.
I think maybe
that
we
was
just
nuts.
Got lucky. I mean, I'm sure there's much more, like, intense situations, like we actually get to meet with, like, the Pantheon themselves.
Right.
Yeah, that was much shorter than I expected.
Oh, okay. So, all right. Well, yeah, let's have a drink and have a little bit of talk back here to fill some of this unexpected time. All right, here we are on our little phone mic as we go through with the Irish car bomb that we promised for winning our very first adventure book without dying.
Weirdly enough, we're getting lost in
Greek hell, Hades, Styx, what have you.
I mean, Persephone's fucked, but we're okay.
That's true. To clarify, I took my shot for losing the bet on which path was correct, by the way.
Yes, Reese did honor his shot bet. All right. And to Zeus!
To Zeus!
Woo! It's not bad.
Ooh, a little slow on the draw, Reese.
Sometimes that's how it works out, man.
Or he's just saving the taste.
I don't care. That's just probably going to curdle as he finishes.
Oh, sure. It's like, I don't care.
Wink. Tasted fine to me. I'll say it.
All right. And back to the good mics. All right. So we've done our challenge shots. We've done our Irish car bomb. Woo. And it is time to wrap up this little adventure. This took a lot less time than I was expecting.
Yeah. We must be really good at this.
I feel kind of bad because we just let Persephone and Icarus and Apollo and all that good stuff behind, but I mean, we found the evidence.
Yeah, we made it out.
I guess, you know, we did. Yeah, we were just so good at winning this children's book. Man, based on the vague memories I have of these books, I was expecting the turn on a dime, illogical, and you fell off a cliff and you're dead endings, but I don't know. Maybe since they are for children, maybe there's a little bit more margin for error than I suspect. In which case, we're going to have to look for maybe some of those Goosebumps books. We might bring those to you in the future.
Ooh.
Take a look. I think one day we will revisit the throne of Zeus and see what else this has to offer. Maybe see what Icarus is up to.
I'm all about it.
Yeah. Or just try jumping into the fucking river of death and hate.
This looks like fun. Oh my god.
This was a bad idea.
Achilles just like, pussy.
Yeah. All right. What are y'all's thoughts on it?
You know, it was a fun little journey that we went on together. Short, brief, but you know, to the point. I had fun while it lasted. Would have loved to have explored a little bit more, but hey, that's what the sequel is for.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we the Throne of Zeus 2.
The other throne.
Electric Boogaloo.
I guess you could use Electric Boogaloo. He's got lightning bolts, you know?
Yeah, why not?
Throne of Zeus 2, Electric Boogaloo.
It's like, we need to find another throne, son, but this one's got lightning in it.
And in another shocking development.
Okay, the thronier of Zeus here. Zeus.
The thronier throne.
Zeus goose. All right.
Zeus, damn it.
Yes, he turned into a goose and had sex with people unwillingly. That's Zeus.
Okay, for the next book, can we be like turned into a goose and we have to find Zeus as a goose? Because that would be a whole nother level.
I'd read it. I'd have to be super not sober, but I'd read it.
Oh, absolutely.
We'd have to be drinking long necks.
Exactly.
Long necks.
Good old like pint screw caps. All right. Any predictions on revisiting this book in the future?
For me, I can only say it would require us to fly a chariot with Apollo, which would be fun, but I can only imagine we would probably fall off because Apollo's the god of the sun, and it's like, oh my god, that's so bright, and then we fall off.
It's Helios, but,
Helios. Mm-hmm. I'm terrible with my god's names. But honestly, I'm really excited to see where these twists and turns take us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm actually curious to see if we can meet Zeus himself. That would be really interesting.
Is Apollo, he's the god of light, I think?
I thought it was the god of the sun.
Yeah, yeah. I thought Apollo was the god of the sun.
Helios is like the literal sun because he's in the chariot riding across the sky. But I think Apollo is the god of light.
Oh, okay.
And Diana, I believe, is the huntress and goddess of night.
I thought she was Wonder Woman.
Again, I'm pulling on my like Dallaire's Book of Greek Myths from sixth grade, which is a few years ago. So.
Hey, if you ask me about like Egyptian mythology, I could be happily the one just like describing off the gods and goddesses. Yeah. But Greek, I'm like, I know Zeus and I know Hades and James Woods.
Yes. Back to what we think our revisit to this book will entail. I picture us going back and taking the Icarus path, and I look forward to seeing what that entails, honestly. I don't have anything else to add to that, really, but I felt the need to
Yeah, I feel like that's a big branching path here. Okay, so we're thinking
about... I do think we'll find a victory through it, because I have faith in us.
That is true. I believe there is a good victory we can get through the Icarus path as well. So next time we do it, we're going Icarus.
Oh, yeah.
We looked it up, and we took a look at it real quick, and Apollo is the god of the sun and light. I guess the difference being that Helios is, like, in mythology, the literal sun. I guess that's the difference. Apollo is the god of sun and light, but Helios is the sun. I mean, there's a little overlap there. I'm sure, you know, Apollo and Helios both clock in about the same time at the crack of dawn. Yeah. And be like, all right, hey, Helios, you good? You good with the chariot and all? Like, everything good?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, yeah. So Apollo's like the landlord here, like the superintendent of the sun, making sure that everything's running smoothly. Okay, so yeah, no, we were correct. Looking at a second source, Helios is the sun / the god of the sun, and Apollo is the god of light. So there's a little difference. Who's the god of heat then? The god of heat and
Dionysus.
Aphrodite.
If anything, it'd probably be Hephaestus. But
yeah, that's true. I was just thinking wine.
Yeah, I mean, we can always add wine. That's
who's
that's
the god Greek of myth. Forging?
That's Hephaestus. Okay. Yeah, the god of forging fire. I agree. I think next time. I want to explore the whole Icarus path, because that seems to be a major branching thing in the book. Question mark. Any predictions for how is that going to play out? It did mention at the beginning of the book in the Star Wars crawl that you could drive the chariot.
That's so true.
That'd be sick.
I assume
also probably a terrible idea, because as a mortal, you're just going to burn up and die.
Wait a minute. When they say ride the chariot, do you mean like actually drive and take the reins, or just like ride passenger while Apollo / Helios like controls, like, this is where I work. Here's the sky and the clouds and the sun.
Bring your random mortal to work day.
I mean, he's giving a company tour. I mean, it's probably policy.
Yeah, I don't know. It's hard to call. I think there's some Greek story, like Greek story involving Helios, where someone who is not Helios was working with him and like wanted to work and ride the chariot, like drive the chariot, and so he like stole the chariot before Helios got up that day,
because
his alarm, I guess he turned off his alarm clock and like drove the chariot, but then it was so brilliant and whatnot that he just melted, very Icarus style. Like, he died. It was a bad call, because if you're not the sun, you shouldn't try and be the sun.
I believe that if we do take the Icarus path, we will not burn up. I think that in some way or fashion, some decision we make will have us flying under the sun, over the ocean, and not burning out.
Over the ocean. So are we going to fall in the ocean then, maybe?
I believe that we make it across the ocean, but that's my personal belief. I want to hear what Jack has to think.
What is this
theme? I would love that as Lycris, but I'm just worried that what kind of Icarus are we interacting with? Is it the young Icarus who is like, I have an invention that will make us fly like the birds? Or is it the post-sun death Icarus to say like, hey, I really hate the sun and heat and I've seen some shit. Do you really want to fly with me? Let's go on an adventure. Come on, Morty. Let's go on an adventure.
Like PTSD Helios.
Exactly. Again, maybe that's just from playing God of War, but I'm like, Icarus has had a really tragic and beautiful story, but again, very tragic. So I don't know what kind of adventure pertails that we might get with that.
I just thought of his, like, because Icarus was...
Pit from Smash Bros.
Well, there's that. But like, he was
and
with
he
his
had
dad.
A dark
like, he and his dad
well.
Made the wings. I'm trying to remember the name of the dad. I just had it in my brain.
The name of the son?
Yeah, he was with, like, they both made the wings, and his dad was like, don't fly too close to the sun or else the wings, man. Wax are going to melt. But then they did, predictably, because their wax also... Questionable aerodynamics of wax wings.
We have a Google search
Didn't his wings still work, but the sun's just melted because he flew too high?
Correct. So Icarus flew too high to the sun... too high, too close to the sun, and they melted.
Daedalus. Dylan Daedalus. Daedalus. Father of Icarus.
Yeah. Call him Dave.
Or you could go with the heavyweights version, which Icarus every day rolled a ball of wax up the hill. When it got too close, it melted, and he had to start all over again at the bottom of the hill. You're all just like Icarus.
What? What the fuck is that from?
It's from Heavyweight. Cause he,
I don't think I've seen that.
No. Oh my. Okay.
When did they mention Icarus?
That's a tangent, but that is a 90s live action Disney movie.
Disney,
starring
yeah.
Ben Stiller as a villain that you I've seen
the ending of it. There's the gut punch.
Oh, so like the very end.
Yeah.
Oh, you
got
to see the whole thing in okay. action.
Also, kudos to Ben Stiller for like him having the crazy man walk where he just like throws people's glasses on the carpet and smashes as he walks towards a podium.
Yeah, basically that and Dodgeball, his greatest roles ever as the villain, which there are more.
Shout out to Ben Stiller.
But yes, that's the joke, is that he's mixing up the stories of Icarus and Sisyphus, who rolls the boulder up the hill. That's like his eternal punishment in Hades. For, I forget why. He was punished for a reason, because...
Adultery?
Could be. That was kind of the thing in Greek. It's like, if you fucked up even a little bit, one of the gods, or at least one of the gods, was going to get super offended and condemn you to some eternal punishment.
Yep.
This one is, I think it's King Sisyphus? He did something. He fucked up somehow.
Yeah, like, even if you did something good, you would get fucked up by the gods. Yeah.
Hey there, before we end the episode, I want to give a quick shout out to the Guild of Ambiance for their fireplace and medieval tavern in Ambiance, as well as the Sword Coast Soundscapes for their crowded local tavern sounds. I use both of those in the mix for in the background noise of the intro and outro. I had not made either of those at the time of recording, so giving a shout out now. Thanks, y'all. All right, well, I think that just about does it. I'm Jonathan Harden.
I'm Reese Griffin.
I'm Jack Bristol.
And we'll catch you next time on You Call the Shots.
Woohoo! Drinking and Dragons.
All right, I think you've had just about enough. You gotta go. Oh, and see you next time.